Hey y'all, it's Brian, and I just want y'all to know that I ain't doing one of these in a while, because I had what they call an NDE, that's the medical term. I had a near-death experience. I mentioned how I was going to have to, I'm just not here, people, barely making it. I mentioned how I was going to have surgery on my knee. The doctor went in there. Doctor, he was wonderful. Before the surgery, he asked me if it'd be okay if he'd have prayer for me. And I ain't never had no surgery before, so I didn't know that was part of the bargain. Normally, if somebody wants to pray for me, I ask them, you know, are they a sprinkler or a dunker? You know, which version of the Bible they're about? Who won the 2020 election? Things like that. And I'm glad he prayed for me, because I wouldn't have made it. They wheeled me into the operating room, and the anesthesiologist gave me this stuff called propofol, which is like the most hardcore narcotic that you can get, as far as I know. I think that's what killed Michael Jackson. And I was, boom, out. And they didn't mention no complications. They said the surgery went fine. He went in there, he said my knee was a lot worse than he thought. He had to fix my meniscus. They had to do work to my ACL, and they had to do a microfracture or something to my knee. But when I was out, I saw the light. It was a long tunnel, a long one. It was like my elementary school hallway on the way to the canteen or the lunchroom. Yeah, but it was much longer. It was dark around the edges, and it was bright at the end. And I heard a voice. It said, Brian, come to the light. Just let go. You've done enough. You can rest now. And I think it was the Lord. And I started walking toward the light. And I was expecting a hand to reach out for me. Like here, my good and faithful servant. But I didn't see no hand. And I kept getting closer. And I felt serenity around me the closer I got. I got closer and closer and closer. And I just felt like I was where I was meant to be. I'm getting emotional here. So I'm at the storage. It's a miracle, right? You can't even see it. People listen to the podcast version of it. People watching the video can't see it either. I'm at my storage unit because we're moving stuff. And the gate opened on its own. No, nobody's there to punch in a code. No car went through it. Now, a bird did fly through the sensor, so that might have been what triggered it, but it's a miracle. But I was walking down the hall toward the Lord, and something grabbed my arm and grabbed it and pulled me back, and a voice spoke to me and said, you're not done yet. You've got more left to do. And I turned around, and there weren't nobody there. But I know who it was. It was you. Everybody out there who listens to the podcast, who watches my videos, who comments, who sends me an email, who leaves me things in my mailbox, who stops me at Walmart and say, Brian, I love your podcast. It was you. You're the one. probably Kim, my kids too. I can't leave them alone, but it was you. It was you, and I really appreciate it. I wouldn't be here right now. That's been a long recovery. That's the reason I ain't done a show. Like, I'm just now able to drive. I haven't been able to. They said that, you know, I should be good in a couple weeks. Youngins, it's been like 2 months. And I can just now put enough weight on the pedal to drive. But, people, I love you. I tell you that at the end of every episode of the Happy Daily. Youngins, I love you. And you gave me my life back. You gave me a reason to live. I promise you, I ain't ever giving up. I ain't ever going to let you down. I love you, and I appreciate everything you do. I can't promise I'm going to do, you know, multiple episodes a day or anything, but I will keep Happy Daily going as we go through this move back to Wilkes. We already put in an offer on the house. Then we took that offer back after they made a counter offer, and we decided we didn't like that house. Oh, my Lord, it was beautiful. The backyard was something out of heaven. It's Wilkes County, of course it was. Problem is, I don't have no podcast space, no studio. And I told the realtor, it's like, look, I love this house. There's only 3 bedrooms, and the rest of it is just open space. And I make art. I make Wilkes County's most popular, finest podcast. And it's like, oh, you're Brian Kilby. And I'm like, yep, that's me. He's like, I love your podcast. And I'm like, thank you. But I need a place to do it. And I can't. Because my youngins need a room. I need a room. So I got to sleep somewhere. And I didn't want it out in the open where any old Yahoo could just come up and be on the Happy Daily. I don't just let anybody on this show. So, looking for another house. Looking for another. Probably think about something on Glen Dancy or Hay Meadow. Something like that. It's got to be in Hayes. That's Hayes is heaven. It ain't spelled the same, but it's the same thing. It's heaven. I love Hayes. Hayes, North Carolina. It's God's country. It's your country. You're the one. You know, God put me on this earth, but you're the ones keeping me here. I appreciate you. It's your country. So I'm going to keep you updated on the house. We got to sell our house. Nobody wants to live outside of Wilkes County, so I don't know how we're going to sell it. We have a nice house. Nicest house I ever lived in. I tell people I was the poorest kid in school. I basically grew up in a barn. So I don't care what I live in. So as long as it's got a door and a window to look out and holes ain't big enough for snakes to come through, I don't care. But I do want something that's pretty nice so I can record a podcast in it. I don't want, like, you know, highway noise or anything coming through. I mean, I guess I could do it in the car like I'm doing right now. I mean, this works. Ain't the best. Maybe, you know what? Maybe, you know, I don't need a fancy podcast studio as long as I got my little window mount here in my phone. My Samsung S5 is good enough. It does everything you need it to do. It's got enough battery to record a half.